Hi, I'm Tonata with your Week in Review. Dragon Metals has signed a deal to sell its interest in the Combat Mine to Horizon Corporation via its affiliate Camino Minerals. The transaction, valued at approximately 429 million Namibia dollars, gives Camino full ownership of the mine by acquiring all shares in Trigon Ontario, which is a new subsidiary, and related local assets, including an intercompany loan. The Bank of Namibia plans to add gold to its foreign exchange reserves as part of a strategy to diversify its holdings. The central bank will acquire gold that is mined and refined locally. News on One's Hertha Ekanjo has the details.
Bank of Namibia Director of Strategic Communications, Kazembire Zimbruka, emphasized the rationale behind the shift, clarifying that unlike Zimbabwe, Namibia is not backing its currency with gold. Meanwhile, economist Erastus Nginomenwa has welcomed the move. Nginomenwa noted the benefits for value retention and reserve diversification, pointing out that countries like France and the United Kingdom have long relied on gold.
Street vendors along the unfinished Ongos Enias Pitananyemba Road in Windhoek Savannah informal settlement have called on authorities to fast-track construction. The 6.2-kilometer road, under construction for 3 years now, has made little to no progress, leaving traders frustrated and worried about lost income. The project is valued at 380 million Namibia dollars. U.S. President Donald Trump's ally, Pastor Mark Burns, has warned South Africa to pull away from BRICS if there are plans to create a currency with the aim to devalue the dollar.
BRICS is very important, right? And that is something that I would most definitely, as President Ramaphosa, to really think about. BRICS, Britain, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, this notion of creating a currency that devaluates the American dollar is not good. It's not good with that ideal or that political stance. If it's about trading with those nations, that's great. If it's about devaluating the American dollar, that is no good.
And French President Emmanuel Macron says France and its allies may have to impose sanctions on Israel if it continues to block humanitarian aid into Gaza. He also stressed the urgent need for countries to officially recognize a Palestinian state.
Emmanuel Macron was speaking on Friday at the Shangri-La Dialogue on Defence and Security in Singapore, and his comments come ahead of an expected summit next month in New York, co-hosted by France and Saudi Arabia, where it's expected that the French leader will formally recognise Palestine. He said doing so was a, quote, moral obligation, adding that any future Palestinian state would also have to respect Israel's right to security. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.